You're listening to the WPHM Morning Show. And for Paul Miller, here's Caleb Gordon.
Good morning. No, this isn't Paul Miller. It's Caleb filling in for Paul on this Friday morning. Hope everything's going well out there. News story that, you know, I started here 8 years ago, and I've been working here on and off all through that period. And there's been a couple of news stories that have continued to persist over that entire, you know, 8 years or so. One of them being the Blue Water Bridge Plaza. The other one being the Amtrak station. Both have been discussed for a long time here. And in regards to the Amtrak station, the question is, should it move? Should it stay? Add parking, that sort of thing. And we're finally making a little bit of progress here. We're going to be holding some community discussions here. Blue Water Area Transit has stepped up and is going to be kind of facilitating this whole process here. And Dave McElroy joins us in studio right now. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Caleb.
Did I do a good job of explaining that? Is that the whole process? So we're going to have some community meetings here. The first one's on the 30th. Let's just talk about that first.
Sure. The first one's on the 30th at the county building from 6 to 8 in the Dodge Auditorium. It's open to the general public. Anybody can come. It's going to be, we're going to talk about the advisory committee. We're going to form an advisory committee. The goal of that committee is committee members are going to collect some information from the community. They're going to disseminate information that when we find out what's happening and how the progress of the project's moving forward, and they're going to try to build some consensus in the community on how to move the project forward.
So when you say a advisory committee, who is this open to?
It's open to anybody. Anybody who's interested in the project can be a part of the committee.
So anyone in the greater Port Huron area,
sure,
who either is rides Amtrak or is affected by it or has a strong opinion either way is welcome.
Absolutely.
Right? Great. Yep. How many are you looking for this committee?
Well, that's what we're going to find out. We really don't have a number set, so we are just waiting to see how many people show up. If you can't make the meeting in person on Tuesday, we'd like you, and you're still interested in the committee, we'd like you to email us at contactbwbus.com or give us a call at 810-987-7373, extension 102, and let us know that you can't make it, and we'll make sure that you receive information about the committee as it moves forward.
So you have a giant stack of documents in front of you, and you've done some studies here on options regarding this station. And we talked to, what did we talk to? We had James Freed, Georgia Baldwin, and Dan Damon, all this show so far. And I've kind of proposed a question to them. Unfortunately, there's no railroad tracks in Fort Gratiot Township. So it's not going to be put in Fort Gratiot Township. And Mayor Damon, kind of said, well, it could come to Marysville, but that's not really one of the options being decided here. So it's most likely either going to be in the city of Port Huron or in Port Huron Township. And there's, what, nine different locations?
Nine locations were identified with the original study. So before we did the original study, we had community meetings, a couple of them, that people could come and tell us what they thought would be good locations. The consultants that we hired, Bergman Associates, they also decided, they have their own rail people. They looked at our area and thought of some areas that would be good locations for the station. So the study that we published in August, which is also available on our website, which is bwbus.com, you can see what the options were. We have really 10 options. One option, option one, which is the existing station, has two different options to it itself. So we feel that these are the options that are probably the most viable from a really high level. And part of this process moving forward is going to be to try to whittle these options down to a more manageable number so we can move forward.
As I alluded to earlier, when you're dealing with a train station, you have to be on an active rail line. That's kind of a requirement for a train station, is it not?
Right.
But one of the proposals that really stood out from the rest is one in downtown Port Huron on the site of that would be Desmond Landing.
Yes.
There's no rail there anymore.
Not anymore. That's just an option that's available. It's a big project if the community elects to move that way, and we'll have to see how that plays out as we learn more as we move along this process.
That would be one of the most expensive options too, correct?
It would be one of the most expensive options. They haven't done all of the preliminary engineering for it or anything like that. There's so much involved. So the costs that we have in the study are very high level. They don't take into account any acquisition of property. They don't take into account really what it would take to renovate the bridge over the Black River if we went north of where the station is now.
And when we're talking about a downtown location, you have to do that overpass on Military Street.
On Military, which has just been redone. Right. So there's a lot in play at that for the project to go through there. It would also have to go through the existing wetlands that have been reestablished down there along the river. So there's some issues with that site, and we'll talk about them as we move forward.
But it would be cool to have, you take the train, you get off the train, you're right downtown, Harrington Hotel, City Flats, boom, you're here. That would be cool.
That would be, sure.
But the dollar sign is one of the limiting factors. Hopefully that's something that will be brought up at one of these forums that you're having.
It will be. And part of this process that we're moving forward with is so we can narrow these sites down so we can move forward with the environmental review process from the federal government. We expect to receive federal dollars, or we expect to go out for federal grants. And if you use federal dollars, you have to follow their environmental review process, which is quite extensive and looks at things like wetlands, noise through neighborhoods, environmental justice. There's a lot of things that we'll be looking at. And some of the sites are going to score better than others when we really narrow it down.
So there's 9 options. We're not going to go through the list of all of them. I talked about the potential of downtown. We talked about 16th Street. It could stay put where it is. If the community says, hey, we need more parking, we need more lighting, we need a bigger station, but it could still take place in that parcel.
Sure. Yep.
So that's an option.
Always.
Another option is Port Huron Township.
Yes.
Off of Griswold Road, there's a parcel there. If I'm correct, there's the spur line on Griswold, right when you go across the tracks on Griswold. That's a potential location.
Yes.
Also, some other options near the bridge and on the north end of town, too.
Right.
So there's basically, you've taken all of this information. You said, here are all the feasible places where we could stick this. Now, what does the community want?
Exactly. In the community and the other stakeholders that are involved in this. So as we whittle these down, there'll be more information coming in from the rail line, from CN, from Amtrak, and from MDOT. So I think with the group of community members and with these higher level stakeholders, the sites are going to get whittled down to what's really a viable area to do further study.
Who would pay for this?
Well, that's a good question. Currently, we have a couple of grants that are federal grants that are passed through the Michigan Department of Transportation. So as we move forward, we will be applying for additional funds. We'll be looking for any funds that are available. We traditionally receive funds from the Federal Transit Administration. We haven't dealt with the Federal Railroad Administration in the past. We'll have to see what grant are available.
So it would most likely be some money up front from perhaps Blue Water Transit or a municipality hoping to get some grants to match that funding. Is that
Well, it just depends on the grant program. So the existing grants that we have grants to do this study and to move forward in the process. We didn't have to use any local money.
Good.
And a lot of the transit grants, you don't have to.
Ah.
The state will match it. So the feds usually will pay 80% and the state pays 20%. Now, some competitive national grant programs, you might have to throw in some local money to be more competitive during the grant application, but that's not always the case.
Hmm.
So we're really hoping that we'll be able to use just federal and state money to do this. We really predominantly deal in buses, and we've been asked to sort of be the general on this project. We are not advocating for where a station should go, and we are just here to help the community and to help the other stakeholders figure out what to do as we move forward. So we're going to look for money any way we can find it.
So you say you usually deal with buses. You just talked about trains. Let's talk about another mode of transportation, bikes.
Sure.
You guys have kind of piloted this whole bike share program downtown. And we heard in the news last week that that will be continuing. The city will continue to fund that, and you guys are going to continue to fund that as well with your other agencies that have partnered with you. So that's good news.
Yeah, it's great news. And we're very thankful to our community sponsors, and we're very thankful that James Freed really was a spearhead. He really spearheaded this project. And it's been going, I think, fairly well for the community. The bikes are going to be put in hibernation, I think, the second week of November. They're going to be hibernated until the second week of March is the plan right now. Ridership really drops off when the weather gets cold.
Sure.
So just to protect the bikes and protect the assets and really to protect the people who are trying to ride the bikes in the snow and the ice. But it's been a successful program. Bike share is really a changing animal right now. Right now, there's electric scooters that are taking off in a lot of urban areas. There's dockless bike stations that are going out, bike share programs that are going out, so you can leave the bike wherever you want, and you just ping it with your cell phone to see what bikes are available in your area. So we don't really know what the program's going to look like moving forward, but we know if we continue to have community support, we'll always be looking for anything that the community wants.
We're speaking with Dave McElroy. He's the Assistant General Manager and Director of Finance for Blue Water Area Transit. Give us the details one more time. It's going to take place Tuesday, October 30th, in advisory committee regarding the Amtrak station.
Right, at the Dodge Auditorium at the County Building. It's open to the general public. Please, if you're interested in the project, please come by. And if you can't make it and you're interested in being a part of the advisory committee or learning more about the project, please email us at contact@bwbus.com or give us a call at 810-987-7373, extension 102.
Dave, thank you so much.
Thanks, Caleb. I really appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
You too.